here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is the last day of the conference, kind of a half day here, but it's good to be in the home stretch here. We're with Rojan Nair from Celero. How are you, Rojan?
Good, Anna. How are you guys?
Doing well. Make sure the microphone is on. It's on. So how has the conference been for you? Any takeaways, any highlights, anything stand out for you this time around?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely. This is my first year, and I heard a lot of good things about it, but coming here and meeting a lot of people, I mean, most important thing is to understand where everybody is in this landscape, what's really happening rather than theoretical. Mm-hmm. So that was a great takeaway. And also, I brought in a couple of credit unions from Canada. So mm-hmm. for them, it was a net new experience to understand what their American counterparts are doing. Yeah. So overall, it was very, very valuable for us. Happy to be here this year and probably next year, too.
Right on. Any sessions stand out for you? Any speakers stand out for you this time around? Or this is your first time?
I'm a big, I don't want to say a sci-fi, but I'm an engineer at core, and I dream a lot of things. And, Dr. Harry's session was basically... it's kind of that fine line between sanity and insanity, and I think just walking that fine line was great. And but it was when he talk about Airbus and industries like that, actually talking to him, you realize that it's no longer a fiction. It's actually things that have practical use cases. Mm-hmm. So very, very insightful to learn where the world is going. Yeah. So that was a real highlight.
Yeah, Avatar. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, you think the first thing you think of is the movie Avatar, or even like iRobot or one of those things, But this is all the stuff that's coming to real life, and it's really exciting and scary at the same time.
No, it's right, because I'm writing a paper now about the three stages of artificial intelligence, and one of the things that I'm writing about is a stage that's going to come after now, which is called cohorts. It's a coexistence of robots and human beings. Mm-hmm. So I got my inspiration seeing the Boston Dynamics robot that can flip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this article. I'm still writing it. Then I watched a YouTube video of BMW plant, and it was very interesting. So BMW had this unique issue of folks having back pain when they go under a car and do some riveting, so because you got to go like that.
Right.
So now they've taken the legs of those robots and fit that to people. So it's an additional support. So their spine is in steady state. It doesn't matter how you do.
Okay.
So these things are reality. This is right now getting used. Some of these futuristic sessions were really, really valuable for me.
And I like how you kind of connect the dots to financial services, how it all connects to financial services, how Creighton's can benefit.
Exactly. So, and I think a lot of this has application. There's a lot of talk about hologram-based, meet and greet people right at the digital branches. So digital branches are a big norm now. And imagine you walk into a branch and you have a hologram showing up and, greeting people and directing them. We ourselves are very much down the path of voice-based banking. And, all those things get connected.
I've even heard of the hologram branch in your home
right.
that you just bring it up at while you're at home and you can do all sorts of stuff from there. So
absolutely.
That's even... Even crazier.
Right. I think the other big thing that's happening out there is virtual reality-based banks. So, especially in Europe and Australia, they don't have brochures, paper brochures anymore. Everything is VR-based. So, you just take a tablet, show somebody a house that they're going to build or what are the options and how much mortgage if you take a room out. So all of these things are pretty much practical these days, and it's happening. There's a company called Serologix out of Europe that does virtual reality-based banking. You put your VR kit, and it will advise you about where you spend money. And you can sort of follow your retina and do transactions. So these things are hitting mainstream, so it's no longer a fiction. So.
Wow. Speaking of the future, I want to get your take on the rest of 2018. We're already halfway through the year. What do you see coming down the tracks the rest of the year and even into 2019?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite topic is, as I said in my speaking session yesterday, artificial intelligence is going to be a commodity, right? So I don't think in this year I mean, this year, everybody's making that journey, the beginning of the mm-hmm. journey. Mm-hmm. But next year, if you're sitting in this room, it'll be more about how far a lot of them have reached. And year after, it would be a different topic. Because mm-hmm. by 2020, 2021, I think AI would be a commodity that is part of your business.
It's going to be the norm, yeah.
Nobody's going to care about it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I was at a conference when this gentleman sort of put a picture of a digital camera on the screen. And said, what is it? So 100% of the room said, digital camera. And he said, show this to a, you know, an 18-year-old or a 15-year-old and ask what it is. They will say camera. Mm-hmm. Because our point of reference is, you know, a journey of old camera to a digital camera. So these things are going to be absolute norm going forward. So I think that getting onto that journey of blockchain and AI, which are sort of big ticket items right now for mm-hmm. a lot of executives, it's going to start becoming a journey this year, and then, and as I said, it'll become a reality in the next couple of years.
And those who aren't on the journey, that might be a little scary proposition.
I don't think they won't be on the journey. You know, just going to scare people a little bit. There's a website called WillRobotsTakeMyJob.com. So that website, they actually monitor all the job postings out there. They monitor all the articles about who's losing job, how many, you know, net new jobs are coming in every industry. Mm-hmm. And if you ever go there and type the word loan officer or mortgage officer yeah. or underwriter, yeah. I'll let you decide what numbers okay. you're going to see there. Okay. But that's the reality. It doesn't mean that robots are going to take the job, but it's like that's going to be an alternate job for human beings, you know, somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that reality is something we have to face. So, you know, for those who are going to be left behind, it's going to be hard. It's really going to be hard.
No doubt. All right, I want to wrap up with giving you guys a plug, giving Celero a plug. What do you guys do out there for folks who may want to know more about Celero? What do you guys do for credit unions out there?
Yeah, we are a CUSO owned by the Credit Union System of Canada. So, we, you know, since we are a system-owned company, we basically host around 100 credit unions' data, and we do the entire banking system, and we also do, you know, managed services, hosted services, soup to nuts consulting. For the credit unions in Canada, mm-hmm. and yeah, I mean, we just our job is to advise them. So a lot of this new cool technologies, you know, solutions that we see here, mm-hmm. we bring it back and sort of advise credit unions and get them on the digital journey. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what we do, and also the daily operation aspect. So that's what we are as a rounded organization.
Very cool. I know you got to catch a plane, Rojan, so thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time,
much.
As always. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you at the next show.
Thank you very much. Right. Take care.
You're welcome. Well done.